Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Episode 176.
Yeah, damn. Boy, welcome to Arms House to Your Mum's House. We're coming into this track by Tragedy Gaddafi featuring Havoc, but it's the Large Professor remix.
Remix.
Funk mode.
It's Extra P. A lot of people know me as Large Professor. I've been on a vacation in the ghetto with my motherfucking brothers, kid.
Yeah, Big kid. Flash.
My man Scram, Left Rack represent. My man Big Half, Havoc, Mob D.
Basically, bro.
Yo, P, what's up? We get ready to represent for Queens. Queens funk style, you know what I'm saying? I got Jamaica on the side. We get ready to get down for real. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, Chaz. Come on.
Illuminator, motivator, who's greater? Extra P on the crossfader, the Dark Vader. Yeah. The live kid from a place called The Bridge. And I did what I did when I caught my little bid. But now I'm coming back to kick the ill fat rats. Down with the fat cats and we be laying funk tracks. 93 to the year 2G. Long live the pro Black Mac Tragedy. The neighborhood narrator, Black Terminator. I bring mad flavor, more than a lightsaber. Detonator, brain cell, time to blow it. So now you know it when you hear the last poet. Yeah. Strictly hardcore funk for your trunk. Master of the technique, just like a shallow funk. Poetic justice without John Singleton. Yeah. I rock the house from Queensbridge to Binghamton.
It's the funk mode. It's the funk, boy. It's the funk mode. Yeah, it's the funk.
Yo, basically,
funk.
Bro.
Yo, we don't never fake the funk. It's the funk, boy.
On, pal, yeah. Pal, pal. I write rhymes, plot crimes at nighttime. Bust the rappers down like dimes with my tech nine.
I just rate that beat so hard, man. Love that shit, man.
Big up, big up.
That's that real hip-hop shit, kid. You know what I mean? Straight from New York, baby.
That's what I'm saying, son.
You know what I'm saying, son? Big up my brother, Themos, man. Yo, Arms House to your blood clot mom's house, man. You know
to your Marjay's house, brother.
Yeah.
Let's get on this. Let's announce the competition winner.
Let's do that, man, before we finish from last week. If you leave comments under the episodes, basically, you can win some OCB goodies, basically, with a T-shirt and all sorts of cool shit. But this week's winner is Indo Dougie C. He's a regular listener. You know, he watches the lives as well. Big up yourself. He wrote, Wednesdays brought to you by Arms House and OCB. Keep you level on that midweek struggle. And loads of emojis after that. A lot of people say that, you know, because we were good to time it for Wednesday nights.
That day.
You know, that midweek thing. It's a good thing to break it up. People look forward to it once they've seen the new Arms House. They know the weekend's on its way. You know what I'm saying? It's coming.
I think that's a bit of a push. The weekend's coming.
Well, Thursday's the new Friday. You get
me? Yeah.
So just to reiterate, Indo, Dougie, C, hit us up. Let us know where to send you some OCB goodness. Brother, we got so much to get through. We got questions. We got weird internet videos, obviously graph critique and more music and stuff. What you been up to, though? You've had an eventful week or something? You've been feeling shitty,
oh my
I remember.
God, feeling fucking ill as dick, man. Yeah. Ill as dick.
You got a virus?
I'm over the ill and ill of dickness now.
Yeah, good. You're over the dick hurdle of illness.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I got my freedom pass, baby.
Oh, you got it. It came through the post.
Yeah, boy.
Oi, let's see it, man.
Come on, son.
You look like a criminal, man.
Yeah, I had to go to a passport photo booth. Jeez. I had to go to the old school, like in the office.
You can't just do it from your phone.
Nah.
You had to do a proper, like you have to send a physical.
They make it as difficult as possible.
Make sure your ears are showing and your neck from the shoulders.
Yeah.
And there's an inch from the top of your head. Yeah, I remember doing passport photos and all that shit.
Fume wants to get one now.
Oh, is he? Yeah.
Yeah.
Freedom pass, just like,
Sick. Hilarious. But, what do you reckon about the... I've not used it. Go on.
I've heard there's other perks to Freedom Pass, not just free use of the London... I heard you can get into, like, London Zoo for free. You can get...
Really?
It's like a Blue Peter badge. Remember Blue Peter?
Yeah.
This is what I heard. I might be wrong, but I think there's a bunch of other facilities that they allow... But maybe that is just for old age pensioners. Maybe that doesn't count. Or something. You know what?
Not
I don't know.
Not the disabled, yeah. So, yeah, but I've not used it at all.
Mm.
And they must just be clocking me going, oh, look, he's proper legit disabled. He's not using it. Bosch. And then I'm using it every day this week to go to work. I use it on the weekend to pick up the utes. I use it on Thursday. So Thursday, I went back to work.
Yeah, yeah.
Strategically, like, you know, one day, Friday off, Monday off, 4 day week next week. I do what I want.
Yeah.
And
how's it been, though? Has it been all right in general?
The Freedom Pass is working beyond belief, mate. Yeah, yeah. That's all we need to know.
Takes the load off the shoulders.
Yeah. It takes about 180 quid a month.
I know.
Off it's the nuts. Shoulders, bruv.
We take it for granted, man, how much money we actually spend on travel, especially if you got a 9-to-5 and commute and all that. Yeah, it's insane. It
adds up. You go in and you're like, what? 8 quid.
Yeah.
London TfL.
And it's late again. And there's fucking leaves on the track and there's fucking bloody graffiti on everything. Bloody graff covered and everything, man. It's disgusting.
Leaves on the track.
Basically, bruv.
Yeah.
Basically, bruv. The Latina's birthday was on Good Friday.
Happy birthday.
Same day as Jesus dying.
Oh, shit. Easter, yeah.
Good Friday, April the 3rd.
Damn. We celebrate the resurrection, the killing and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ by chasing eggs and painting eggs and eating chocolate.
Missed out on an invite. I chance won't say from whom to paint a whole car.
Oh,
on the same night.
Oh, no way.
And I messaged him back saying, bruv, Jesus died for all of our sins. You're out committing sins and I can't go. Because it's my Latina's birthday.
Oh, my days. Love committing sins. Yeah.
Love committing sins.
Jesus.
Latina chop shop. But the main rant is the baby mama is driving me crazy. We're getting on really well, like really well. And she's sort of semi taking advantage of that because I can't say no at the moment because, you know, I might die tomorrow. So what's the point of saying no? But my utes, I got two utes, as you know. They're born
Bill and Ted.
They're born February the 19th.
Twins, right?
She's dragging out their birthday for 3 months.
Nah,
it's like April now.
Okay, that's no.
That's just unacceptable, isn't it?
Can't pull the birthday card 2 months later, man. I'm sorry.
That's exactly what she's doing.
I hate it when people drag it out for a week. You know how some people, they love rinsing out their birthday? I used to be like that when I was younger. I used to really celebrate my birthday. Now I couldn't give a flying fuck, But like, you know, I'm just dragging it out. It was my birthday 2 days ago. You've got to come out for a drink. Oh, no, it was 5 days ago. It's like,
The weekend, last weekend, and the bank holiday week, because mine is August 22nd.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's carnival, bank holiday weekend. Anyway, so how much have we fucking spent on these kids, like, right, since February the 19th? 2 months after Christmas, bruv. Do you know what I mean? I'm absolutely smashed, working part time, and I'm getting personal and independent payments on a Wednesday. It's just going, and I'm paying child maintenance as well.
Can you say what you're spending it on? What are you getting these kids for 3 months?
At the time, in February, they went to the London Zoo.
Okay.
Which was fucking expensive. And because they got put in to like feed the penguins. Okay. So they could hold dead fish and the penguins come up and they like chomp, 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 chomp.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the boys love penguins.
And they get to see the Banksy mural there as well.
The Banksy mural,
the animals
mural,
trying
yeah.
to escape, you know what I mean?
They got their first little boners over because they're like such little...
Basically, bruv.
No, that's wrong.
That's wrong. And they... So their mum took them to that.
Yeah.
I took them... To who's that scientist bloke that everyone really loves?
Cox.
Brian Cox,
that's
to
it.
Do
yeah,
an
I remember
astronomy
you saying.
Fucking thing.
That
and
sounded
it was like
ill.
120 quid for three tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
That was in like March. And she didn't even think I was going to pay for that. She was like, oh, I was just thinking of it as an idea. Well done for good. You know, I just bought I bought the three tickets. Then
was it any good though? Sorry, I need a review on the Brian Cox.
No, it was all right. It was all
and
right.
And the kids enjoyed it.
The kids loved it, but they couldn't really see it because there was a bar in front of their face that. Did I not tell you that?
Nah, you didn't.
Oh my god!
Where was it? Which venue?
Richmond Theatre.
Okay. How many seats is that? Is that like 1,000, 2,000?
No, it's like
less than
a couple of hundred seats.
Okay.
And
I thought Brian Cox would be filling up biggest spots.
Yeah,
that,
this
man.
Was he's doing a main tour. This was like the warm up show.
Ah, okay.
To like get him a little bit of practice.
Like stand-up comedians, they do little rooms, work on their material, then they do the big stadiums. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Sorry, okay.
And so that was 120 quid. So then it's probably like 300 quid down for just for their birthday. Mm. I'm thinking happy days. Then I get this email from her, saying, and I thought it was a scam because it was the most mental idea ever. She's like, oh, just thinking about the boy's birthday. And why is she emailing me? Because she forwarded me the email from this cinema. So you can rent out the whole cinema for like $8,000 and da da da. I'm like,
Jesus.
What? They've got like 10 mates. Like, why are we considering this fucking bullshit? Yeah. And I wrote back to her, Shireen, is this even you? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, what? Because you never, ever, ever think of things like this. You know what I mean? Mm. So I said, nah, fuck that. Let's not do that. That's just ridiculous. It's too expensive. So Mario's out on the in the cinema.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to see that tomorrow as part of their birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, bitch, their birthday was 2 months ago, for fuck's sake. And she's like, and they want pizza afterwards. Guess who's got to pay for that? 150 squid, bruv.
Oh,
for
my
10
God.
Utes.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course. To take all of them to Mario. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. £15 a pop, 150 quid. And I'm going, no, no, no. Which ones don't want the whole pizza? Do you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Exactly.
Which ones want half only? Do you know what I mean? Because it's fucking dough, bruv.
Yeah, yeah. That adds up,
fuck
man. Jesus.
Sake.
Is this an element of, do you think, with the baby mama? Because I see it with my sister and my niece. It starts getting competitive with the adults, with the parents on what they did for their kids, because they're inviting their kids over. You know what I mean? And like they milk it out, and it's really for the parents more so than for the kid. You know what I mean? But this, like, taking to the cinema though and getting pizza after,
that's normal.
It seems like you're getting let off with, you know, you're getting let off.
Yeah, but Brian Cox.
Oh yeah, and
the Peggy's. Yeah. And what I must have bought them actual genuine presents as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah! Chipped in for a cat.
Oh, no way. They got a cat now
Cosmo
as well.
Cosmo the kitten. I've chipped in somehow. I don't know what I chipped in. But, mate, I'm getting anally raped for my kid's birthday present.
They'll appreciate it, man. In the long run, they'll feel the love. And they'll
feel
grow
the love. They better feel the love.
They
mean?
Better fucking feel the love.
Because they'll feel my belt if they don't feel the love.
They're feel the belt, son. Jesus, man.
At the same time, it's the Latina's birthday.
And the Latina's birthday.
And I've got to go to Soho to eat some munch. You know what I mean?
And then all the time, I bet in your head, you're like, oh, I could have been painting a whole car right now.
I could have been painting. No, I didn't know. I checked the WhatsApp afterwards.
Okay, that's probably for the best.
Yeah, otherwise I would have left her to pay. And I'm going to paint the whole car. Just left her in the restaurant.
Jeez Louise.
Got there on my Freedom Pass.
Freedom. Congratulations, everyone. An almshouse salute for the Freedom Pass, man.
Thank you, sir.
You know what I mean?
It's the best thing that's ever happened to me on the London Underground, to be honest.
It's pretty crazy, man. But damn straight, I'm so glad that there are these things. Like, you know, they took your car away from you, ultimately. You know what I mean? And so they have to compensate you, man. You know what I mean? It only makes sense. Yo, fucking hell. I can't wait till you get ticketed, though. And you stop pulling it out, and then they'll start going, oi, how old are you? You know what I mean? Like, start questioning you and shit. And you're like, bruv, you like show your bald head and go, what, mate?
Oh, yes. Talking of bald heads, look at the bald head.
Fucking hell. That's like a egg.
It's like nugget. A proper bald egg, yeah?
Yeah.
But you can't see it because I'm getting like hair there.
Yeah.
Hair there. And hair here.
You got a like your hairline has basically just been pushed right back. Yeah. To if you let it grow, you just have one of them comb over style Rab C. Nesbitt haircuts, bruv.
Basically, bruv.
Rab C. Nesbitt. So, what I've done, and I hear you've done the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've had to go and buy a head shaver like this. You know these ones?
Oh, yeah, the round one. I think Talal's got one.
Talal's a fellow baldy.
Yeah.
So my brother's got one because he's naturally bald as well.
And big up your brother's got a baldy as
big
well.
Big up my brother. So yes. I might use it.
Yeah, I mean, have you done it yet? Have you used it yet?
No.
Maybe around the scar, it might get like, because it's a bit bumpy there, it might, you might have a bit of trouble maybe getting into, but that's not where, that's where the hair doesn't grow though, right? That's where they've been zapping you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because,
So I'm using
Matt,
it in live now.
oh, it's actually on.
Yeah, can't you hear it?
No, I can't. It's been cut out from the audio. Because look, I got one of these the other day, man. This is fucking hefty piece of work. Babyliss Pro. And it's one of them ones. You know, you see in the hairdresser. Because I go get my hair cut, yeah? You know, I've got a trendy haircut. You know, I've got a bit of a man bun thing going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just shave the side bits, yeah? Like to bald, like to skin fade. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes I get a little fade up to like a 0.5 or to
When
a
I go
1.
to the barber to get skin fade, he uses that, what
Yeah.
you've got there.
And that's what I've been watching him do it. And I'm paying him 20 quid literally just to go zzz, like that around the outside of my head. Like all the bits where your hair is growing, that's the bits I want to get cut off as well.
Off.
And so I'm just watching him do that. And then this last time I was there, I was like, how much is that thing? Yeah. And he told me, and I was like, all right. Boom, and I bought one now, so I'm gonna just do it myself. Fuck going to the hairdresser and giving him 20 quid just
You
for
should do it. You
fucking
should do it live on the pod.
on the pod. Now you should do it live on the pod, man.
That's what I was doing, but you couldn't
Oh
hear
yeah.
it.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna do it live. I don't wanna get hair all over my NPC and
Yeah, I
shit,
don't know
man.
what the hairs are going on in here. Like, does it just suck them up?
Yeah, but you've got frowsy white boy hairs, man. I got strong, thick Arabic hair, man. This shit
Yeah.
like clogs drains. Like they have to pull the pipes out from the street and shit to unclog my fucking shit, man. And that's just my
To
view.
unclog.
Just to unclog, like literally in the middle of the pavement, they're like pulling out piping and shit, man. You know what I mean? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, man. Fucking hell. Crazy shit. Also, you saw something, or did someone send you something, or there
Big
was
Tim
like,
Lee sent me
yeah, Mr. Tim Lee, salute.
a photo of Coochie Dub
Yeah, we see
at
it here.
Strand on the Green Wreck, where he's playing football.
Oh, is that
And I
Tim
thought
in the photo?
that's Tim in the photo as the
Oh, I
goalkeeper.
didn't know that. That's jokes. So this
And
is some
look,
old newspaper cutout, basically. Daily Mail from 93.
his old man cut it out,
Okay.
but you see the reach. I think it says Mint 91.
Where?
To the right of Tim, 91 copyright
Where's
signed.
Tim? Which one's Tim? These are all little kids. Is he the
Tim's that,
goalie?
yeah, that's the good one. Yeah, that's Tim. And then to the bottom left, there's a 91 reach.
Yeah.
And I think that was when it's
Okay.
either 91 or 93.
So, Tim posted this on Instagram and he tagged us in it. And so I shared the story. Yeah. And then someone who's close with Coochie, rest in peace, by the way, he also used to write Cab 32.
Cab 32, yeah.
And he reached out and he was just like, yo, RIP Coochie, you know what I mean? And all that. And he was like, not enough. He didn't want to be revealed who he is, man. But like, you know, people probably can work it out if you're from around the ends. And he said, nah, that T, he goes, that's a splat tag.
Oh,
Yeah.
really?
And he goes, that FU thing here, that's from their crew, FUK. Yeah.
Fucked
Fuck
up
up,
kids.
fucked up kids. He got mad, by the way, when your mate said he was
Buds,
in it.
yeah.
Yeah, Bud said he was in it. But anyway, that's a whole fucked up thing.
I reckon Buds is telling the truth.
Yeah, I'm sure both versions are true, but look, let's not get into that anyway. It was a while ago, who cares? And then he was telling me this. He goes, the newspaper's from 93, so, but he goes, this is from 91, as you pointed out from the tag. And I was like, oh, yeah, what did Coochie also write? And he was like, yeah, Cab 32. And he used to write with Fend. He did a lot of trains with Fend. And he said, and I was like, oh, send us some photos, man. And he was like, man, he goes, they all got raided. And so all their photos got stashed. And then all their photos got lost, he said, yeah.
Typical.
And before Coochie passed away, he was trying to find this stash or find pictures of his stuff, and he couldn't fucking find it, man, which was mad. So anyone out there, maybe Dice, maybe other few heads who were taking a lot of pictures from back then, if you got any Cab 32 or Fend trains, please send them in, man. I'd love to see them.
You remember the 32 throw up, which I've mentioned on this
Yeah,
podcast before?
too ill.
And then someone else is doing it now, aren't they? It just happens to be putting up the numbers 33 and 2 together, which I
Yeah.
find a bit weird.
It was a long time ago, but yeah, I know. That was everywhere, that 32 thing, man.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Everywhere. Nuts.
Yeah. So, especially like around Richmond. So, you see that photo, there's a funny
Oh, yeah.
bit.
Sorry. Yeah.
So, Tim and these boys had never had a football coach before in their life. Yeah.
Okay.
Down at Strand. This old geezer, the geezer standing, the ginger guy,
Yeah.
used to play for Crystal Palace and just leaves and rocks up and
Yeah.
says, right, I'm going to train the Strand boys. And then the
Oh, shit.
Strand boys, they went on and won like everything. They had a dedicated goalkeeper. Like, who wants to play in goal when you're like seven?
Yeah.
Nobody is the
No,
answer.
of
Big
course.
Tim did. Big fucking Tim did.
Yeah.
And he was like an expert in goal by the time he was nine. Do you know what I mean? So
Sick.
there's the guy, the coach, and his Salt House is the coach.
His
Salt
salt?
House.
What's that?
That's his name.
Oh, okay. All right.
Crystal Palace.
And Tim, if people don't know, we did an episode with Tim. We watched, this is when the World Cup was on, or the
Yeah.
Euros. I remember we were chatting to him about football because he is a football announcer now. He works as
Commentator.
a
Yeah.
commentator for football. Yeah, so this is yeah, crazy origin story type of thing, man. Pretty
Crazy
deep. And
times.
he has a podcast as well. So if you're into football, go listen to
Yeah.
Tim's podcast. It's amazing. What's it called again?
The
Oh, bugger, I've forgotten.
putting me
I'm not
under
into
pressure now.
football. I'm not into football, so you know what I mean. But I would listen to it just to hear his dulcet tones, man. Tim is such a, great speaker, and and obviously it's his job, you know what I'm saying? So, he's an incredible dude, man, and he's just a lovely bloke all round.
Yeah.
That's deep. That's him with his little bowl haircut. Yeah, his
Yeah,
mum gave him
yeah.
the bowl haircut straight up. So this newspaper article is basically about what you just said, about how this guy from whatever team came and coached these kids, and then these kids just started winning everything. Yeah,
Yeah.
killer.
Yeah. Crystal Palace is South London is full of tits, Fanny and Palace. Oh, South London is wonderful.
Also, this guy who's told me that information about Cab 32, he sent me this photo because we spoke about that splat piece. You remember?
Yeah,
And
boy.
that's Imace, Splat, and K, which is Cab 32. He basically did this this piece at the end here. Looks like an old district line. I think this photo got touched up by oh fuck, who was it? Oh, Pac. You know that writer, Pac, PAC,
Yeah.
old school 80s
Yeah.
dude. He did a book called Vintage London Graffiti. This is the front. And this is a FUK piece on a looks like a Piccadilly, I don't know, maybe Central, I don't know. It's an old photo, and that's IROC there chilling in front of it, blurred out. So he just wanted to say, give props to this book by Pac, Vintage London Graffiti. I'll put up Pac's Instagram here as well if people want to go check
Go
him
back to the piece, bro, on the train.
on the train. Yeah, remember, I think we did this like 2 years
This
ago.
could have been done by the same person. I mean, they're all exactly the letters that I kind of fucking love.
I love these letters for sure. I don't know about saying this. I can see this differences, man. Look at that S there compared to that S. Yes, it's a similar flow and shape, but
Yeah,
I'd
I
say this
reckon
is
it could
more the
be
bony
done.
style, and this
Yeah.
more like a. But no, I see what you're saying. No, they're all from the same school,
The
so.
same school.
But that is an ill window down piece, man. Pieces, killer,
And
killer,
has he been
killer.
careful to not go over the windows? Yeah, he has, hasn't he?
Yeah, there's little bits here and there, but
No, but I don't think they've buffed the window down. They've
no,
buffed the window up. They've left it because the boys were good boys.
yeah, sick.
Which brings me to another thing, right? Why the fuck is there all the, the central line? There's like, they don't buff the bollocks. They only buff what like people like Bass do and shit like that. And you're like, what's going on? Like,
When you
why
say
do I want to?
bollocks, you mean tags and like just bombing and shit like that? What do you mean by
Not
bollocks?
even, yeah, but not even like shitty pieces, Euro letter style and that kind of
Yeah.
crazy filling. Like, not Bass's detail, like, not his outline, not his can control. Like,
so you think
shit can control.
You think they're picking out the people they know they have on record, maybe, that have been doing it a long time. And they're like, maybe. Okay, now we need to take these people out because they're the ones encouraging people to come and hit these spots. The toys, they don't have to worry about because they know they're just toys.
Yeah,
I don't think it's that deep, theme, man.
I don't think it's that deep, but it could be that deep. And it's because, it could be because someone's put like a, I get it when they take out, they delete a gun. If you do a character with a man holding a gun, or you say,
okay, yeah, like offensive material.
Yeah, like
if it's like racist.
Yeah, racist.
Something. Yeah.
I know that goes straight to the buff.
Yeah.
Straight to the
They buff. Have to, probably legally. There's probably some law around that where they have to clean that quick as possible if it's, yeah, offensive.
But Bass's stuff, man, is like crazy good for me. And I'm just like, he's out every night, and every day he sends me a photo, and he's like, just for your eyes only.
So you think can't, sorry.
You can't see, you can't show it anywhere. I never see a Bass runner. Never. Mm. Never. Yeah. There was that one with he did with Toe.
Yeah.
And it went on to the video that we did. Fucking hell. I haven't even smoked pot and I can't remember anything.
Steel injection.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
No, the runners on the outside.
Yeah, it's true. Like, for the amount that he actually does, that I know that he does. Mm. Yeah, very rarely, like, you see these people, like, you know, as seen on the Tube on Instagram or those other Instagram, you know, things where they bench, basically. Yeah, they rarely catch one. They will, every now and again, there'll be ones. But maybe, I think maybe he reaches out to them and says, don't post it. Even if you do see one, don't post it. Like, maybe he's just like, keep it undercover because he might have a project down the line that he wants to show.
He does have a project down the line, to be fair.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe he's trying to keep it under cahoots completely. Anyway, I haven't spoken to him, so this is all speculation on my behalf. Please, people, yeah? But I'm assuming, you know, he wants to keep everything under wraps so that when he does drop his thing, everyone's going to be like, whoa, when did he do that? Oh, shit, that's crazy. Damn. What the fuck, son? Yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't put it past him because these people, they're not just fly by night, do stuff. I'm sure they do stuff impromptu, but a lot of stuff they do is planned out. They've been doing it long enough. They know the after effects. They plan before, during, and after. You know what I'm saying? Like, they take everything into account, which is dope. Let's get into.
Look at my teeth. They're looking fairly white.
They are looking nice. I'm not going to show my teeth. Mine are the opposite of that. But anyway. Let me share the screen again, and let's listen to one of the listener questions.
Listeners' questions.
Please, people, we love voice note questions. Let us know. Tell us a little story, maybe, of a fun mission you went on or a weird fucked up mission. Let us know if you've got a question or a riddle or a query. Doesn't even have to just be about graph. It can be about anything. Yeah? So reach out on the email or
any
the
goddamn thing.
The links are below. All right,
the difference between Lidl and Aldi could be about anything.
Anything, man.
Arms House, salute. My question to you boys is, what are some of your favorite graph books or zines?
All right, favorite graph books or graph zines? We did a whole episode about graffiti documentation with Matt Script a while ago. I cannot remember the number of the episode, but I'll flash it on the screen now, so you guys can go check that, because we go deep dive into all the big publications, especially from back in the 90s, all the ones we used to watch and listen to. I know, Theme, you have quite a big book collection.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say something else there.
I mean, I have a bunch of books and stuff, but I don't really sit around looking at pictures of graph in books anymore. I used to a lot, but nowadays it's all on the online, on the internet, on Instagram, you know what I mean? And I love having a bit of
a library,
a physical thing to look through. And obviously there are some gems from back in the day that I wish I had, you know what I mean? I don't even have a spray can art. I used to have one. Fuck knows what happened to it.
Really?
Yeah. And I used to have a Subway art. You know what? A friend of mine, actually, he moved to Thailand And so he said, Maddie, I'm getting rid of all this shit in my house. He's got records and he had all sorts of cool shit from back in the day he had stashed in his garage that he was trying to empty out. So I went around there to see what I could get. And I got a bunch of graffitism magazines, man. Old ones.
Graffitism, yeah, it's my favorite. Big up the
Issue.
geezer who sent me a graffitism with the Vizzo bit.
Yeah. Salute that guy. I got issue 7 here, which is quite an early one, and issue 23 with Goldie on the front, which I remember being a good yeah, graffitism was the one. Then it went cheesy when it got bought out and it became like a big thick book. Then it got a bit cheesy. There was still some good stuff in there, but it happened at a time when the internet was coming in and so people stopped buying magazines and shit, you know what I mean? Daz, I gotta mention Daz, he's
I gotta
still
mention Daz because his zine is pretty fucking good.
it's cool. And he's pushing that whole thing with Radical Kiosk is the name of the Instagram and website. If you want to go buy a zine, they got loads of cool shit there.
I'm sure I've got zines to give away from Daz.
Oh yeah, probably. Probably.
Then New York Graffiti is like Met put me onto that book. And that is a fucking good book because it's a bit like a bit later than Spray Can Art and Subway Art. So you've got sick pieces. Then I've got the T Kid book, which is decent. Fuzz One is a decent. And but you know what? Tunnel Necker, Necker's book. Necker's two books are
Now,
such
Tunnel Syndrome is banned.
fast and banned. And that one's up there. That one's up there. But Necker's books is like around the world of I've painted more trains than you,
It's
basically.
just a dick waving fucking book. He's just waving his dick
I've been into the hood
everywhere.
in Chicago, like the famous hood, and painted a train in the hood because the yard fence is next to the hood. And you can hear gunshots and shit going off. He's like,
Crazy.
fucking hell. He's painted Cleveland, New York, Philly, I think. Does Philly have a subway system? No,
And
maybe.
he was so strategic as well, like, 'cause he spent like maybe a good couple of years, like maybe I don't know how many years before the book came out, so he was collating all this fucking cool shit. And he not 'cause he's so clued up and he knows, you know, he knows his shit obviously. So he was picking those yards that are like you wouldn't think of them straight off the bat, you know? Like there's the classic ones, the New York, and I'm sure like, you know, the Berlin and a couple other spots that, you know, Paris, whatever. But he was going to mad cities, doing crazy cars and like doing them well. Like dope pieces on all of them. And yeah, that's that was a something special for sure, especially coming out of London. But for me, I've already mentioned it on the pod. The Art of Getting Over by Stephen Powers is probably my favorite book about graffiti. I've got many favorite books, but that one always stood out to me. I remember reading it quite early on. It was a book about stories as opposed to just loads of pictures of graff. It goes a bit behind the scenes with some of the biggest writers around America at the time, from like the late 90s earlier. You know what I mean? I think the book came out in 99, so it kind of covers all the from the 80s upwards, you know. Really interesting. It kind of really opened my eyes a bit because in London, again, we can be very narrow-minded here and we can be very like focused on what's going on in front of us. But then this book, when I was reading through it and seeing this guy's perspective and all these other writers' perspectives on graph, it kind of really opened me up a bit. I was like, all right, okay. Like that, you know, there's different ways of thinking about this shit, you know. So that's probably why it affected me like it did. But there are so many good ones out there, man. I don't know what else to say. Maybe recommend some in the comments below. Let us know any your favorite books. And maybe we do another episode about it down the
Maybe
line.
I should go and get that book because it's staring at me in the face. I'm going to get it and just
Yeah,
show the people.
that one is special, I think, because you could go grab it. Go grab it. All right, I thought it was a bit of a
The
big one.
Destiny's Children. Look at the front. It's got the classic pieces and the classic characters. And it's fat as dick.
Yeah, we were talking about K's and what was the other with the shark characters? Just a couple of episodes ago, we were talking about that whole car. Some of the greatest trains ever, I think it was
Ever.
from that episode. Yeah.
DC3, show, SHO,
And I think
fucking hell.
a lot of those graph that graph from that book, because it came after those big books that went worldwide, Subway Art, Spray Can Art. It kind of got under the radar a little bit, but they're like arguably much better pieces in that book. Trains,
Yeah.
old cars, like than the ones on the before. But because they were done before, they get extra shine, you know?
The Destiny's Children is like such a good crew name.
Mm.
Met put me onto that. So
Salute.
thanks, Uncle Met. The
Salute,
Last
Mr.
Action.
Nasty. Oh, yeah. Necker, that's the Necker book, yeah.
That's the first one, isn't it?
I think it's the first one. It's not the second one. Mate, my memory is horrible, man.
All Night Falls, Athens. There's the boys. There's Doubter,
Easy.
Ode.
Everyone,
Blimey.
go cop that book. I'm sure there's none left, though, man. I'm sure it's sold out, right?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him plugging it, so let's get into question number two.
Yo, Arms House, big ups, big ups. So my question is, what do you think, or what your opinion is, as a writer who's active, whether it's better to be a solo artist, like a lone wolf doing his thing, or to have a crew? Because my backstory is when I was starting up and young, we had a crew. We were hitting it pretty hard in a small city, maybe a bit too reckless, and things got a bit hot. Two of the homies got caught on a rooftop, and then very fast after they got nicked, everybody got raided. So after all that heat went down, I decided to go solo, and I've stayed solo for 15 years or so. And all the homies I've painted with since, I'm still tight with some guys. Everybody's got a crew. Then there's big crews with many, many people, and then there's small, tight crews. And I'm still stubborn and sticking on my own, you know? And sometimes I think whether it's better to be original and alone and doing your shit and on your own speed and mission, or whether having a crew and having the right people can not big you up but help you get better, you know? Affect your style. Because I always think that sometimes crew becomes a certain style, and egos
It
get
can
involved,
do.
personalities get involved. But when, you know, there's many, many sides to this coin, but it's something that I think about a lot. So I think my question really is that what is the pros and cons to crew or being solo, especially for somebody that, you know, is still in the game, let's say, doing stuff. Tracksides, bombing, rooftops, etc. So yeah, big ups. Let me know what you think.
The
Yeah,
word you're
yeah.
looking for
Salute.
is active.
Yeah.
Active, active. So, I mean, it
Active.
depends on your age. For me personally, this is my take on that. If you're getting old and you've got mad responsibilities and you don't want to get nicked, you've got a lot less chance of getting nicked if you go on your own. If you go on your own and you quiet it down and you get in and you get out and then that's it, and your house is clean, and everyone knows loose lips sink ships. Like
Basically, bruv. Sorry.
your two brethrens were nicked, and then lo and behold, everyone else got raided. I mean, that's a comment on itself, but that's a listener's question in itself. But I just think with the crew, people try to impress each other. People turn up to be a bit pissed. People turn up a bit like on cocaine, on things like that, and they want to trap walk. And you're like, mate, no, just no. And it depends. Like, it really, really depends on the reach. Because if you go like Barons Court, West Kent Ledge, or something, you don't want to get like 10 people down there, do you? But it would be cool. You know, you could do the crew. But I mean, I'm a lone wolf, basically. I paint with quite a lot.
Well, don't be saying names, but okay, yeah. I'll cut it out. It's fine.
It's fine because you don't know who it is. Franco's a name.
Just don't say people's names, man. But okay, fine.
Well, better than saying fucking.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. Anyway, yeah, now you've always been like that. I know you've always kind of had that, but also I know you also feed off of
other people's
Other
energies
peeps.
as well, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm definitely one of those types of people. If you want more control over the situation, the lone wolf is the way to go. If you want more control, that's the only way to have real control over what you're doing and the circumstances and what might happen afterwards and stuff like that. You can only blame yourself for it. You know what I mean? So obviously that seems appealing, but then, you know, if you're out there, you know, if you're too secluded, if you're only on your J's and you're not kind of in the mix a bit, well, it sounds like he is, like, you know, he still links people, but his main missions are on his J's by the sounds of it. But he did say one thing: rather than just having a big crew and just having a crew for the sake of having a crew, a tight-knit group of people who trust and know each other, how they work, how they move. You know, what's going to piss someone off, what's not going to piss someone off. Like, what, if you know each other well and you're a tight-knit group, that's a crew to me. That's literally a crew. The other thing, sure, it's called a crew, but, you know, it's, you know, they're too big to control. You know what I mean? So, like, you know, when you do something under the name of that crew, no one else in the crew has to take accountability for it. So it's not really a crew, really. You know what I mean? And it can mean something else. It can be mean community. Like, for example, CBM. Yeah, there's like hundreds of people in it, but it's a West London thing. It's a thing to show what area you're from. You know what I'm saying? There is a head honcho guy, which is good usually for a crew to have one guy who's kind of, who knows his shit, who knows what he's talking about, has been around the block. Maybe can be a mentor to younger people. That's a good way of schooling youngins, like putting them down in a big crew like that, so that they kind of think a bit more about what they're doing, because they're doing it now under a crew. Because that could be a good way, not controlling people, but you know what I'm saying, like kind of setting boundaries, guidelines, or whatever you want to fucking describe it. So it can have positive effects. I think there's positive and negatives for, to both sides. Me personally, I like to feed off other people's energies. I can be a bit of a pussy. I can talk my way out of doing things in my own head. But if there's someone there looking at me like that, going, "Come on, man, do it." You know what I mean? And I'll be like, "Oh, yeah, you're sweet." And I'll, you know what I mean? Like, and I'll just put a rocket up my ass a bit more.
Bit of peer pressure
A
gets
bit
Maddie painting.
of peer pressure, you know, especially nowadays, man, for sure, because I'm not active. You know what I mean? So if I do do something, then I'm going to need like a bit of moral support, you know what I mean, behind me. But I did love. Back in the day, I used to love going out on my J's because I like being in control of what's happening. You know what I mean? Like you said, you could hang out with some loose cannons, which can also be good because then they might push you to do things that you wouldn't have thought of. But in general, those things can lead to, you know, more likely you're going to get nicked, more likely you're going to get into some sort of trouble, some fight, some. And then I've been on missions with some people, like you said, if they're too drunk or they're blatantly trying to show off. Because you're with certain other heads, you know what I mean, who they're trying to big up in front of, and they just do the dumbest, stupidest, cringiest shit sometimes, man. You're just looking at them going, for fuck's sakes, and you can't have a go at them right then and there. Although I have sometimes, you know what I mean? You might be in the tracks, they're just going, you know, when you're just trying to berate someone but trying to be quiet at the same time. You're fucking like, you know, trying to like whisper your anger to this fucking guy. But
You're
yeah,
fucking up the rotation, man.
There's ups and downs to both sides, but I would lean more towards the tight knit of a small group of people, I think is your best bet from this was coming from me. But you're on the
I'd go for
lonely
a duo.
a
Duo
duo,
or on your J's. Because a duo can help you if you get stuck.
yeah.
Suddenly can't get over a wall or you fall or you know, whatever. And they can
That's
get an
another big
ambulance
point.
or shit, you know what
That's
I
another
mean?
big point, yeah.
And also, I like to go with people who are fatter than me. So if he's getting over that wall, I know I'm getting over the
I'm
wall.
100% getting
I'm
over.
getting over the wall, yeah.
That's taking the piss out of though, man. That's dark.
It's not.
I'm cutting that out as well. Jesus Christ. Yeah, so there we go, man. Please, people, send in your listener questions. Theme, shall I
Graph
do?
critique?
Well, I was thinking do ad read before
Oh,
the graph
yeah.
critique,
Is it your
or
turn?
yeah, I don't mind doing it. Okay, first off, let's start. Okay, let's.
Dwayne Gossibi.
Yeah, we're. So first up, follow OCB underscore UK on Instagram, people. All right, push up their numbers a little bit, make us look good. Comment on their Instagram posts and just say, "Yo, Almshouse sent me." That would be a good look for us, man. All right, with a range of different products in its portfolio, the brand has a sleek and modern design capturing the essence and needs of its users, establishing itself as a popular choice for smokers. The range can be shopped in all major UK supermarkets, select tobacco gantries, in convenience stores and tobacconists. In recent years, OCB has extended its portfolio to include more tobacco accessories and equipment to fulfill the needs of a wider range of consumers. Last year, OCB strengthened its commercial impact with a refreshing packaging design rolled out across its entire range. The updated look enhances standout on shelf, improves brand blocking, and makes it easier for shoppers to quickly identify their preferred product. My preferred one is the Premier Slims. Premium Slims, man. Sleek design and feels so good. Big up OCB, man. We
Big
love
up
them
OCB!
for showing love to the pod, you know what I mean? And again, leave a comment below and you could win an OCB Arms House collab t-shirt and a whole bunch of other goodies.
Let's just go through the OCB skateboard competition one more time
Let's break
because
that down.
you need to do an AHC and an OCB, and then the middle bit of the big bit between the trucks is yours, your canvas. And you can do anything you want on there. And you've got about 3 weeks left. And we're going to pick the winner. And the winner goes on the middle, where I've just said, the middle between the two trucks. So you can take up all the space, or you can make it tiny if you're a wanker. And then, as long as you put the only rules are OCB and AHC. And then the second and third place, they don't get put on the skateboard because they're fucking idiots. They get like a goodie bag instead.
Yeah, exactly. We'll pick a first, second, third. First place gets it printed on the back of a skateboard, your artwork. So yeah. And please send your entries to the email, almshouseteamalmshouse@gmail.com. The link is below. And head up your email with skateboard competition. So I know it's an entry for the competition. All right. We've had a
So
few entries
we
so
know.
far. You got 3 weeks, like Theme said. So yeah, get them in quickly, sooner rather than later, and you could win the big skateboard competition.
Should be pretty
Nice.
cool to put on your wall, guys.
Be ill. I want to win, to be honest. Oh yeah, and also it doesn't have to be graffiti. It can be anything. It can be digital art. It can be drawn on a piece of paper. It can be on a wall. Just make sure you get a really nice high quality photo of it or a scan of your painting, and then because you want it to
Digital
look good, you
drawing
want
is going to be a bit gash,
it.
isn't
Well,
it?
exactly. Maybe the digital drawings. Well, I don't know. I don't want to say anything. Let's see
No,
how
I don't want to say anything.
it
So that's the end of that, and that's the best ever competition on Arms House.
I mean, yo, let's get into some graffiti critiques powered by
OCB.
OCB.
The
Where'd you go
graffiti
then?
podcast called Arms House to Your Mum's House.
Yes. All right, let's get into some of these graph critiques. This was sent in. He said, critique it on the pod. Some really toy thing on, like, some legal wall. I'm kidding. He sent it in. He sent it in. He said, critique that on the pod. Yeah.
Wanker!
It's a top to bottom.
Top to bottom whole car with a Vexer next to it.
I know. Trappy with a purple pinky outline, floating though, up like, floating along the train. I
Blatantly
mean,
done it on the plat. Oh, fucking bastards.
it's pretty much,
Bastards.
I know, it's pretty much the Holy Grail, right? In London graph. I mean, like, what's higher than that? A top to bottom.
Top to bottom, whole car. Big up Oath as well.
Yes.
Trappy has been killing it. Have you seen his piece? Trappy, bruv. Like, what are you doing? Inviting me to things and then going to do them yourself. You see where there was a snag piece on that block on between West Ken and Barons Court?
Oh
There
yeah.
for fucking ages. My man's done that.
No, he's been out and about. He's always
He's smashed
doing
White
something.
City. He smashed. This looks like
Don't
literally.
say.
Don't say if you can, if you
He smashed
can
this. Well,
recognize.
this district line. I mean, I love the colors. I love the fucking colors.
It's great, man.
Yeah.
It's cool. It does the job, man. You know what I'm saying? No matter what you think of Trappie, like the dude is out there doing bits, man. And we can only give him an Arms House salute from here.
Oh,
I
Arms House,
mean,
to your mum's house.
the star that's going into the tea, Trap Wheezy, bruv. I mean, that's like what's going on with that? Do you know what I mean? Like, do you know what I mean? It's meant to have equidistant spikes, like the first one, but the second one's lopsided, isn't it?
He's always mad with the colors because he's like Trappie's like kind of a mix between traditional chroma black, whatever, you know, like those simple things that, you know, that we all grew up watching. But then he'll throw in a mad flare in there, like a weird burst of color or a weird trippy scheme, or he'll do some weird out there outline
Yeah.
or something, like every now and again, like he'll mix it up a bit. Like the dude's a creative guy, you know, but he still has that raw kind of edge to it. Ah, he missed a fucking highlight there, bruv. Missing highlights, man.
That's your
That's
amber critique there for you.
that's what you get.
Basically, bruv.
Look at your reach.
Big him up, man.
That's
Obviously,
fucking nice though, bruv.
you know how we usually give things score out of 10 and we always leave room for a bit. I mean,
Yeah.
that's close to 10, man. And I'm not even like, and obviously, I don't want to jump on Trappie's deals, Nick, too much yet. But you know, it's a big thing. It's dope. You know, he might not be the most technically, it's not like a fucking Famism fucking whole car, you know what I mean, with the mad arrows and shit coming out. It's a very simple, bubbly, it just fucking does the job. You know what I mean? Kills it.
I like the
Really
white
cool.
highlights. I like the pink
Yeah.
shadow. I like the.
The yellow as well,
I'm not
pinking it
sure
off.
about that, if I
And then
like
the
that.
black around the yellow. I think he did the yellow and then he was like, hold on, the yellow's not really picking it off. So he did the black around that as well. But then Vexers did the same thing. Now, I wouldn't be surprised they planned this out. Yeah, it would be RIP Days as well. Obviously, bigged him up. I'm
Yeah.
giving this a 9 out of 10.
I'm giving it an 8.
8. Okay, he's leaving more room. All right. Ladies
Because
and
of stuff
gentlemen,
like this.
we have a brand new tapas piece.
Wild style, bruv, to be
Hot
honest.
off the press. He sent this to me literally only 2 days ago. He bigged me up in it. He only put up tea though, which I'm assuming is
Yeah.
tea. You said, yo, Amber, and then tea, dot, dot,
He's
dot.
like, tea as well. Like, might as
Peace,
well big him up.
peace ensue here on the left. Blue piece. Was it a piece? I mean, yeah, I'll call it a piece. Blue with a white or light blue weird thing going through it. And then I think there's even a lighter blue under that as well, and then a darker blue, and then like a mauvey kind of pinkish
Tapas doesn't give a
outline in
fuck, does
3D. And then
he?
he's
He's
got
never
like,
cared about his pee. Ever.
yeah, I was gonna say the pee, he didn't let you down with the pee, man. He's got the
Yeah.
penguin pee, he's got the penguin pee out, and he's got purple highlights and Steve Miliband written above the top. What's the big Steve Miliband song? Is that
You're asking the wrong guy.
Fly like an eagle. Dun, 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 dun. I swear that's Steve Miller. I might be wrong, man. Shit, I should know.
Steve Miliband.
Steve Miller
Miller
Band.
Band.
But
Greatest
look,
hits.
he's got a straight line along the top, straight line along the bottom. He's got the proportions rocking. Now, each letter is kind of similar, except for the P, the top of the P. But obviously, he had to do that. It's tapas, for fuck's sakes.
Abracadabra.
Abra,
Abracadabra.
abracadabra. That's it. I
Reach
want to
out and
reach
grab
out
ya.
and grab ya. I used to love that song as a kid, man. Black round the outside. Yo, man. I mean, look, there's an arrow coming off here. This arrow is the highlight for me, man.
Yeah.
And he forgot to put highlights on it.
Yeah.
Come to the look of it. The purple squiggly bits in the background theme. What are you thinking about
I'm
these?
loving those squiggly bits.
Yeah.
I'm loving that this wall's been recently painted, hasn't it? Buffed. And it's blatantly illegal. And I'm
Yeah.
loving the plastic bag.
The
That's
little
proper
black.
graph.
That's Sainsbury's plastic bag there.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah.
proper grav. You hear that, tapas?
Look at your reach.
Okay, that's a 10 out of 10 from me.
20 out of 10.
20 out of 10 from yo.
Arms house to your mum's house.
Tapas, please never stop and always send in pictures of your graph, please. Because he's had a bit of a break. He hadn't sent me anything for a long time. So Everyone, shout out Tapas, man.
Shout out the Taps.
Okay, this was sent in.
Debenhams.
Debenhams. That's not the one on Oxford Street, is it?
I don't know.
Because it looks like a posh part. Or maybe it's not even London. Maybe this is like in Bristol or something. But there's a roof, not rooftop, but it's on the windows right at the top of this big posh building by the looks of it. It says YCV, almost like throw up kind of style, real quick. Obviously, he's on a little ledge. He must have been climbing from that window over the
Utes
thing there.
Utes can't vote.
Utes can't vote. Look at your and look, he must have climbed around there, gone, or, unless there's a, no, there's not behind there, so he would have gone around there. Around there's a little thin ledge there where the pigeons blatantly sit and shit and stuff.
I don't know if you can tell if you can walk behind the pillars there.
No, you can't. You can't. I can see, look, between them, you can see this is solid concrete, so you'd have to walk around.
Yeah, but the actually, fence goes behind that, doesn't it? The solid concrete, and that might be a runway.
Oh, you know what? It's possible. It's possible.
But anyway, it's pretty easy to do.
You think? I mean, it depends how we got on
the letters. To be honest,
I don't like the letters either. They're toy as fuck. The V is simple, but yeah, these. I mean,
the Y is probably the best letter for me.
Yeah, look, it's so simple. It's hard to really,
yeah.
You know, we're not gonna diss it completely. I like the reach. I think that's pretty cool.
Sick reach. Sick reach. To be fair, it's obviously above Debenham somewhere.
Yeah,
but it's got no shadow.
No shadow.
It's got a black. So what's up with that?
And look, you're doing it on windows. Yeah, the window is square, so you have a perfect grid there to do the Y in the middle. You did it too far on the left there, too far on the left there, and then the V is kind of central. I'm nitpicking here, people. I'm nitpicking, okay? Obviously, I'm nitpicking. Nah, it's a sick reach. But you get points for reach alone. The actual dub.
Graph.
I mean, it's does what it needs to do. It says YCV.
It's fine. Yeah.
But look at the tags next to it. What the fuck is that? Caps. Slice, Slice. I can see from these tags that he's probably not been at it for too long. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, can you zoom out me. Even more and see the building?
That's the most I can zoom out now.
Okay.
But yeah, out of 10, I mean, you get above average just because of the placement of where it is. But the dub itself, meh. So I'm giving it a 6.
I'm giving it a 5.5.
5.5. Okay. You reminded me, though, remember last week we were looking at different graph styles from different cities?
Mm-hmm.
I want to do another graph game with you where I show you a piece and then you have to guess their age of the person who did it. can you tell if he's 40, in his 40s? Can you tell if he's in his teens or if he's in his 20s? But then I'd have to actually find out writers' ages and writing to writers.
Yeah, it sounds like a bit of a nightmare, that one, yeah. To be fair.
I mean, I might be able to pull it off. Let's see how we get on. All right, last one for today for the graph critiques.
Rain Man?
Not Rain Man, no. It's a similar sort of style as Rain Man is known for, that old kind of... Again, as well, some people call this anti-style or something because it harks back to that original 70s graffiti kind of thing with the weird shit in the 3D and stuff like that. But this definitely has style to it. It says Gemini. G-E-M-I-N-I. With a little weird character, little laser of things coming out. Blue fill, a minty green 3D with black bits going through it. Red bits, orangey bits, pinky bits. I mean, it's a funky style. Yeah, it's from that school of thought, like you mentioned, Rain Man and Blade. And there's a few heads that paint like that nowadays. Petro. You know, I'm getting vibes like that. I'm not saying they're exactly the same, but, you know, that similar school of thought. Am I super duper into this style? I can't, you know, say I am. I appreciate it, though, for what it is. I do like it. I think it does the job.
It's got chrome behind it, and he's outlined.
Has he painted this chrome? The cloud is chrome behind it. Is that chrome? Oh yeah, then there's chrome here. Yeah, you're right. Little bits of chrome here.
And then the same orange is in the piece, so he's obviously done that.
Yeah, 100%. but it's so like this. That's what you see. It's so loosey goosey, and some people love that shit, man. A lot of people who were like defending anti-style when we were talking about it, a lot of them were talking about like painting naively. You know, like there is a certain aesthetic. Every art genre has their version of that, you know, the naive version of it, which is done by highly skilled people, but they purposely make it look like these. And I get it, and I like it, and I appreciate it. Am I blown away, though?
Meh, meh.
Not so much. Out of 10, though, for a piece at what looks like a legal spot,
I kind of like the G and the E because it's so, you know, mirrored.
Yeah, mirrors, and then the eye kind of follows that, and then the eye at the end like that. But it's all wobbly and just like there's a method to the madness. I can see it, but I'm just I you know what? I'm going to score this not from a personal preference. I'm going to score this. I'm going to try and be objective. Yeah.
Hmm.
The guy, like, you know, he knows what he's doing. The highlights are all, like, you know, in the right places. You know what I mean? There's not, like, mad drips where there's not... Well, no, there's...
But does he know what he's doing? Because the green bit is just way out there.
Yeah, but he's done way that on purpose. Like, look how thin that 3D is compared to this 3D here.
Yeah.
You know, but that's all done purposely, man.
Well, why? Why is it not that fat at the bottom of the E?
Yeah.
I mean, if he's done it deliberately,
because
we can't see the shadow on the left of the G.
Yeah, that's probably a big one as well. But that's because, you know, if you these youngins, man, if you show that you care too much, then that's a bit poncy. It's a bit gay. So they you have to kind of not give a fuck a bit. I'm going to give it 5.5 out of 10. Just a slight bit above average because... Obviously, we, you know, there's a lot.
Because it's slightly above average. I'll give it a 5.5 out of 10. I don't know what the fucking beach spade is coming out of the E.
Yeah, this is supposed to, I think that's supposed to be an arrow. Yeah, believe it or not. That's supposed to be an arrow, but it's just not going to a point. It's just got like a spade, yeah, like you said. And another reason why I'm giving it 5.5 is, like you said, this bit is mirrored. That's because there's a style to it. You know, there is a continuous style throughout it. Yeah. Look at the N, look at the M. They're in the same thing. It all sits together. Like the guy's got an eye. He's creative. He's got an eye for it. Boom. Gemini, thanks for sending that in. Maybe send in another piece. You know what I mean? Down the line. Let us know. All right. Okay. Brother Theme, I've got a couple of weird, dumb internet videos that were sent in by people. Please keep sending us in weird reels for us to react to. Here's the first one. Check it. Do you see this girl? She's been getting up. This is in Russia, yeah? There's a girl. She's actually looked at her page, her Instagram page. Yeah, there's this one here. Maxaweb, at Maxaweb. And as you can see from some of these here, well, you can't really make it out here, but she basically covers herself in emulsion paint. She's quite, you know, a toned, you know, nice looking girl. You know what I mean? And she covers herself in emulsion and then goes up to the wall or to the floor and pushes her body
torso
against
the wall.
Her torso against the wall, yeah. Like
with
that.
Wet paint.
With wet paint, and she does that all around the city. And then,
that's meant to be good, is it?
It's a way of getting up. I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying it's a
way. But is it a way of getting up? Because I wouldn't recognize that one from her next one.
Well, I reckon if she did this, you know, it's hard to
Unless
say.
Unless you're her man, you're like, oh yeah, those are definitely my girl's baps.
Those
definitely
baps.
My girl's baps.
The left one is smaller than the right one. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I just, this for me is crying out for, I'm doing something different. I want attention.
Yeah. Check
you know
my
what I mean?
Attention. Yeah.
I mean, it's like, look at the fucking, look at your reach, bro.
Look
it's
at your
so
reach.
Shit.
That, I think that's her kind of gimmick now. She goes around doing that all over the place and shit. Like,
and then her gums are just fucking hell.
It's mashed, isn't it? But you know what? Because she's halfway pretty and she's doing something that's involving her boobs, I reckon she'll do well, man. You know, men are very simple creatures. I reckon people will see that and go, oh, I'll follow that. People are easily impressed nowadays. Next one. What would you do if you had this
as a so it's like a little plant pot, like bush, that's got wheels on it, and it's going along the floor, but there's also a little thing sticking out, spraying paint onto the wall. Incoherently, there's no, like, it's not spelling anything, but it could. The theme's not impressed, man.
I mean, no, it's not impressed. I mean, I just don't know why you, there's a beautiful white wall there. I mean, I would just do a nice piece on it.
Or nice and, blam. Yeah.
What's the point of that? I mean, unless it can do a decent outline or a decent reach, and, you know.
There has actually been, I've been wanting to show you, actually, there's been a few, you know, 3D printers and there's now things you can get, you push them up against a wall, like a big, like, rig thing, and then it has, like, a paint thing that squirts out different colors, and then you can literally program in a photo or a picture, and it'll just go, and it'll paint it perfectly on the wall.
But you didn't paint it. Do you know what I mean? I just, like,
yeah, it's dumb.
What's the point in that?
This one, though, the only reason why I thought it was fun. Have you seen? You know when I do my blams, that there's a certain amber blam I do. I like to do it from the floor going up.
Yeah,
and it's like elongated kind of Philly style. Yeah, bombing, yeah. And then when I saw this, the way this thing, obviously, it's only got a thing that goes up and down. Yeah, I'm assuming. Obviously, I haven't seen the front of this thing. We've only got this short video to go by. But it's going up and down, and you program it to go up when you want it to go up and down when you want it to go down. Yeah, I'm assuming. Maybe it's completely random. But if I programmed it just to do it, you know, A, M, B, A, and I could take that thing out with me bombing, just put it on the floor there, you could do some damage during the day, bro. Just like remote controlling this thing down the high street. Yeah. Sorry, that's the only thought.
Leaning out the office window, just being like...
yeah, from above. Mate, yeah. It's coming. I'm telling you, drone graph is coming. I'm being serious. Like, controlled by someone. You know, the people are dangling off buildings, doing all that stuff. Soon, the drone thing, I'm telling you, man, it's coming, man. They got drones doing all sorts of fucked up shit. Talal bought a drone for 20 quid the other day. He had it's a shitty plastic one. I don't know how long it's going to last for, but now they're becoming super accessible now, and people are going to start coming up with all sorts of shit.
Oh, man, that's the one you guys were playing with when we went to Douglas' house.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, my sister's. Exactly, yeah. So yeah. I'm telling you, man, it's coming. It's coming. There's going to be drone graph everywhere now, man. Soon. Yeah. In the next 5 years. My prediction. Arms House prediction. All right, Themos, I want to call it a day there, man. Big up, party people. Thank you for tuning in. Leave a comment to win some OCB goodies. Mindo Dougie C, let us know where to send you that good stuff. Shout out. Everybody sending in questions, graph for critique. Keep them coming in. What tune is this that we're going out on, brother? Dano Nazareth.
He's from Colombia.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
And he's got Benny Butcher on a tune.
Yeah.
We haven't had a Benny Butcher for a while. Tracos. We banned you from choosing Benny Butcher tunes.
Yeah, you did.
But it's all love, man. We love him.
I just think because this one is in a different language. But Benny's first, to be honest. He's got the features comes first. So maybe you can skip the Benny bit if you want.
No, no, no. I love Benny. Let's get into it. It's been a while since we've heard some, man. So
It's been the bandage has been lifted.
Yeah, yeah. This is from a year ago, this track. We haven't mentioned it in a couple of episodes. Every song we play on the podcast is beautifully collated and put into a friendly, handy playlist for all of you lot to check out.
Playlist on Spotify.
On Spotify and on YouTube, the playlist is available. Big up, Ash. Salute, brother, for putting that together. The links are below this video. You can click it and just have a listen through on Spotify or YouTube.
Big up, Ash, yeah?
Yeah.
Because he has done, you know, when you can click on Ash Beck?
Yeah.
And it says recently played artist. Backstreet Boys.
Oh, that's on Spotify.
Him. That's him putting it on. Gina G and Bonnie Tyler. Excellent ear for music.
Yeah, hopefully we've expanded his musical horizons while putting the playlist together. Now, shout out Ash. Big up my brother Themos. Dano Nazareth featuring Benny the Butcher.
Look at you reach!
Basically, bro.
Arms out, you mum's out.
We build futures for our kids, kids, despite our troubled lives. Got a lawyer who won't fight fair if they indict a couple guys. Shedding tears in my jail cell the night my brother died. That loss was hard to swallow like a slice of humble pie. Wrap the blocks up in caution tape.
This isn't a music video, this is called a visualizer. So Benny the Butcher's not in this visualizer.
From the kitchen, they used to like it when it's hard. So when I whipped it, had me tighten in my jaw. I'm from the town where it's shake. Don't go to trial when it's safe. There's witnesses around that identify you down to your shape.
Theme, you see that piece in the background here?
Mm.
This weird piece. Can you see it? Yeah. Looks a bit like that Cento.
Cento piece. Piece
yeah. Like that kind of South American kind of, you know, Spanish flex.
On your whips down to the making, a sound on your brakes around 2008. Nigga, my couch was a safe. I had two spots down the block. The house was just bait. We had 50s, halves for foreign, ounces for eight.
Argentinian,
I just
heard
the sound that it made when it bounced off the plate. You judge around in the States, they say I sound like the crates. It's Butch.
Purple label shit with the logo secret. Purple label shit with the logo secret. Purple label shit with the logo secret. Give me a couple years, shit, I might just sneak in. Purple label shit with the logo secret. Purple label shit with the logo secret. Purple label shit with the logo secret. Give me a couple years, shit, I might just sneak in.
Barrio no se le dirige palabra a la ley, si todo lo que nos dicen siempre manos contra la pared. Camino por Lafayette, bumpeando the plugs I met. Amigo de los ladrones, Danilo de Nazaret. Los niños quieren que les escuchen. Iba al colegio con el cúter siempre en el estuche. Luego empezamos a hacer money. Cuidado con que los ceros te nublen. Que esto sirva de ejemplo de que algunos sueños se cumplen, Danilo. Cosa nuestra joven Bosman con la gorra Sportsman. En esa bolsa roja Jordan portan otras cosas. Atento a policías disfrazados de civil. Si nunca van a entender lo que hicimos pa' sobrevivir. Yao, pa' mis muertos flores eternas. Mi madre dijo ten cuidado y mira con quién te mezclas. Hay noches que sigo soñando con un oyster perpetual. Pero no va a curar las heridas que no se detectan. ¿Me sientes?
Look at you, Reed. ¿Me sientes?
Basically, bro.
You must have thought it was white boy day.